To the same degree that we unlock the secrets of the past, the future stimulates our fantasy. We are already familiar with technological visions from antiquity. Daedalus and Icarus escaping from their imprisonment with self-made wings. The first documents of such visions originate from Leonardo da Vinci. He sketched countless ideas, ranging from the helicopter to the automatic spit, which much later became real inventions. Whilst Thomas More's Utopia remained a vision of a non-existent or ideal location, the vision of New Atlantis by Francis Bacon in 1626 had different goals. Scientific planning was intended to replace religious prophecy to protect mankind from catastrophes. During Bacon's era, the first technological buzz began in Europe, as well as the belief that technological advancement made it possible to actively shape one's own destiny. This optimism continued during the 19th century. The invention of the railway increased the speed of passenger and freight services. Fears of the ill effects of velocity were soon discovered to be unfounded. The construction of the London Underground, still caricatured as a pipe dream in 1846, was already reality 15 years later. Enthralled by industrialization, Jules Verne designed fantastic visions of the future at the end of the 19th century. In his futuristic Paris of the 20th century, there were automatic trams, writing machines, and photographic telegraphy. At the same time, space was conquered and the ocean bed colonized. Some of his ideas have today been realized. Others remain visions. In the 20th century, the future and technological progress were regarded more and more critically. Following the global economic crisis, a new literary genre developed, science fiction. An escape into the future was a distraction from the dullness of reality. At the same time, technological projects became increasingly ambitious. In 1925, the Plan Voisin by architect Le Corbusier planned to tear down the entire Parisian city centre in order to erect high-rise blocks which would house 3 million people. The German architect Hermann Zergel planned to divide the Mediterranean Sea from the Atlantic Ocean with a huge dam in his Atlantropa project. Life in the futuristic world was parodied time and again. The exaggerated images were also intended to overcome fear of the future. The discovery of atomic energy led to grotesque visualizations of future technological worlds. Even a critical thinker such as Ernst Bloch was fascinated by the vision of a peaceful use of atomic energy and believed a few hundred pounds of uranium and thorium are enough to make the Sahara and Gobi deserts disappear, to transform North America, Greenland and the Antarctic into the Riviera. During the 1950s, futurology gradually established itself as a scientific discipline. One of its most popular representatives was Hermann Kahn, founder of the Hudson Institute, who constantly publicized new prognoses and visions of the future, which didn't hold up to any inspection. At the same time, however, more serious institutions developed, such as the Club of Rome or the Rand Corporation. These dealt with questions about the future development of society and at times they were highly critical. Today, analyses and prognoses of the future offer national governments and international or commercial organisations guidance on decision-making. The initial naivety has given way to the recognition that there are limits to how far the future can be controlled. Will major projects such as the floating city Exceed 4000 in Japan ever become reality? Will the car of the future run without using fossil fuels? The future lies wide open. We humans have the responsibility to do everything in our power to make it worth living.